look at you all, see the lover that's sleeping, while my guitar gently...
Welcome back to Matt Finn Direct, the second hour, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And sadly, it's being made in Racine County, Wisconsin. The chairman of the Wisconsin Election Commission, a guy named Don Millis, he was appointed by Voss after someone stepped down, just announced that he supports criminal referrals for individuals who have illegally requested other voters' absentee ballots. What's the context of that? The background of that? Let me put it in context. There was an event down there over the weekend, a fellow named Henry Waite, W-A-I-T. He is a conservative activist, I think he deems himself, with a group that they call the Honest, Open, and Transparent Government. Honestly, that's what they say, the Honest, Open, and Transparent Government. That's the HOT government, H-O-T, HOT government. He announced that he personally requested ballots, absentee ballots for Robin Voss, Speaker of the Assembly, gerrymandered, illegitimate Speaker of the Assembly, but Speaker of the Assembly, and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. He did it under false pretenses, provided inaccurate information to get the ballots to be sent to him. And he claims that he did it. He is, by the way, supporting Voss's primary opponent. If you think Voss is bad, Voss has a primary opponent who's even worse, named Adam Steen, S-T-E-E-N. This character, Henry Waite of HOT government, is supporting Adam Steen. So what he does is he gets these ballots and then he lets people know that he got the ballots. That is a crime. You cannot order up a ballot for someone else without their consent and have it sent to you. You can't do it. Robin Voss has said that he should be prosecuted. Robin Voss. Corey Mason, the mayor of Racine, has said he should be prosecuted. The chairman of the Wisconsin Election Commission, Don Millis, says there's a criminal referral, and I'm saying he should be prosecuted. There is a sheriff, a bad sheriff in Racine, named Schmaling. He is the guy, you may recall, appeared at a conference, I think it was out in Las Vegas, with 3,000 sheriffs in this country, counties around the country. 300 of them belong to this group that basically says that the sheriff is the kingpin, the most powerful person in the county, even more so than the president of the United States. It's a throwback to the concept of the power of the county, which in Latin is posse comitatus, which basically says the only legitimate unit of government is the county. And there was a group, the Posse Comitatus, that formed back in the 80s and 70s and 80s and into the 90s, that took that to extremes. No indication here that Schmaling and these other ones are members of that Posse Comitatus, but by saying that the power is in the county, it's the same idea. So Schmaling appeared at this conference with these other characters who are saying this and that they're more powerful than the president of the United States in their own county. He has determined that just because he's the sheriff, he's suddenly an election sleuth, that he's entitled to do whatever he wants. In some of these other counties, the sheriffs will demand the ballots. They'll demand to observe the counting of the ballots. They'll go to the polling places. And so far in all those cases, they've been told to pound sand, jump in the lake, get out of here. But there's an intimidating factor if you have law enforcement guns showing up and saying that they want to look at the ballots when no judge said they should, no prosecutor said they should. Schmeling announced what Henry Waite had done and then said he's not going to investigate it. And he said he's the one also who called for the Wisconsin Election Commission to be charged with felonies. It's about time that this sheriff, and if there are others in the state like him, be told, you do not have the training, the jurisdiction, the knowledge, or the education to make prosecution decisions. That's for judges and prosecutors. You are law enforcement. You have a very important job, very dangerous job. You all understand that and appreciate it. But you do not get to interfere in politics and call for your civilian superiors to be criminally charged. And to announce that somebody in your area ordered ballots for someone else and you're not going to investigate them. If a judge or a prosecutor tells you to investigate them, you will, or you will be recused and I hope suspended. You know, one of the things that we need in this state, there is a statute, believe it or not, where a governor can remove a district attorney, even if the district attorney is popularly elected. And to my knowledge, in the last 20, 30 years, it's only been done once, and there was a district attorney up in somehow in the Fox Valley, I think it was, may have been Winnebago County, where there's some allegation of impropriety, and the guy was removed. But there is no such statute for sheriffs. There should be. Schmeling, if there was such a statute, should be removed. There has got to be an affirmation of the notion that we have civilian government that controls the military. The military doesn't control the civilian. That's true in law enforcement, too. That is drilled into all of our military at West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy, the Coast Guard Academy. They are subordinate to civilian leadership. That is true of law enforcement. I do not think that sheriffs should be elected. Law enforcement should not be elected. You don't elect the police chief. The Police and Fire Commission picks the police chief. There should be a Police and Fire Commission in every county, and they should hire the sheriff like a police chief. They should interview candidates and pick someone, sign them up to 5-year contracts. They do in Milwaukee, only be removed for cause. But then you would not have clowns going around saying, I'm more powerful than the president of the United States in my county. You cannot have law enforcement elected. You simply can't. The Wisconsin Election Commission met on this, and they sent a mailer to the clerks around the state, warning them of this kind of tactic, warning them of their obligations to notify the WEC immediately if there's these kinds of fraudulent applications. And they're going to send follow-up postcards to voters with an absentee ballot request to make sure that they're the ones. There is a misconception by people who don't know the law well, who are not lawyers like Schmeling and others, that somehow you can commit a crime if you do it with a good intent. That is false. I can tell you that there have been several instances of television reporters who've wanted to, for instance, do a story on fraudulent applications for welfare benefits, and they go, well, maybe I should sign up under my name or a false name to show it can be done and then tell the DA. And the answer is no, you can't do that, because whatever your purpose, that would be wrong. It'd be a criminal offense. Same. Some people might want to do a story on stolen guns and how easy it is to buy one in a bar, which is a criminal offense. And they go, okay, maybe I'll go to a bar and buy a stolen gun. Well, no, your intent does not matter. Many people who are not lawyers don't know that, or they think that somehow they're above the law. They think they're above the law. A successful voter fraud, which is what happened in this case, is still voter fraud. This group, and Schmeling in particular, both have spread false claims of impropriety in the last election. Schmeling is the one that, for instance, said the WEC should be prosecuted He's got to be stopped. This has got to be investigated. I think that there's got to be grand jury, and it's got to be federal grand jury, because the state Supreme Court is 4-3 Republican. Why a federal grand jury? Because these voters would have voted in federal elections too. That's the linkage. That is the linkage. The Racine County DA is not going to do anything. The attorney general could do something, and there is an investigation going on, and if he will do something, great. But the truth is that you can't let a sheriff like Schmeling just say, I'm not going to look into it, and side with Henry Waite, leader of hot government, who applied fraudulently for ballots that were not his, giving false information. This is a very important case. Go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend, you're first. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
This is fascinating, and I so appreciate this information. This is just so important to know and to understand, and for you to describe the complexities, to describe the posse comitatus and the power of the power of the county, and what that means, and how injurious that is to our processes, our political processes. So I can't thank you enough, Matt, and I hope you keep continuing to follow this story. I guess I was interested in kind of a thought experiment, if you will. I mean, here we are, where they're having to send out mailers, and they're having to follow up for those running the elections, and they're having to follow up with voters with absentee ballots requested to see whether this is really true. I think this is another example of how money down the drain, having to take care and amend and ameliorate what these lawless people have done.
Can you hang on? I've got to go to a break, but I want to continue this conversation. Do not hang up. Then, Connor, put Joe on right after the break. Thanks. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Everybody stay on.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he